And so the direct assessment and direct observation, or recording of behavior as it occurs, will be the focus of the rest of this presentation. However, this is not to say that indirect assessments are not important. Typically, what happens in the assessment process is that indirect assessments help gather important information related to what or where the analyst should focus their efforts during the direct assessment. The analyst might find out that the behavior occurs at certain times of the day or during certain academic periods, and therefore they would want to focus their direct observation during those times. If you found out that the problem behavior occurs during math time, they would want to observe the child during math time and not during recess or lunchtime, or other times when it was not reported to have occurred.